Rwanda announced plans to urge male circumcision after seeing encouraging results in medical studies conducted in South Africa and Uganda. The studies suggest a direct link between circumcision and lower rates of transmission of the disease. Some 190,000 people in Rwanda, or about 3% of the population, are infected with HIV and AIDS. Fewer than 20% of Rwandan men are currently circumcised. Dr. Anita Asimwe, Managing Director of the Center for the Treatment and Research of AIDS at Rwanda's Ministry of Health, tells VOA that circumcision will be promoted via a nationwide education campaign.
We have decided to take up male circumcision as another measure to use in HIV prevention. It's not that male circumcision is going to take over, but rather it's coming in to complement what we've been enforcing.
Asimwe says that the push for male circumcision is intended to bolster, not replace, other measures, including campaigns aimed at urging abstinence and condom use. The United Nations World Health Organization says studies conducted in South Africa, Uganda, and Kenya indicate male circumcision can slash rates of transmission of HIV and AIDS by up to 60%. Rwanda is known for its aggressive approach to combating the disease. In July, Rwanda became the first country in the world to take advantage of a World Health Organization waiver, which allows poor nations to bypass patent laws and import generic HIV/AIDS medications or manufacture the medicines domestically. Officials in Rwanda say they intend to import generic antiretroviral drugs made by Toronto-based drug maker Atopex Incorporated. Health officials are currently conducting studies on the suitability of the drugs for public use. Rwanda's 3% infection rate is relatively low when compared to neighboring nations, but health officials say more challenges lie ahead. Formerly displaced Rwandans who have recently returned from neighboring Tanzania have brought high rates of the disease. The impact on Rwanda of refugees fleeing violence in neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo is still unclear. Noel King for VOA News, Kigali.